This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Iraqi medical officials said Tuesday at least 36 people were killed when a bomb ripped through a crowded Baghdad market in what the Islamic State group's jihadists claim was a suicide attack. Monday evening's attack was one of the deadliest in years in the war-scarred country and killed mostly women and children on the eve of Eid al-Adha, the Muslim festival of sacrifice. Iraq's president condemned the, quote, heinous crime of unprecedented cruelty on the eve of Eid, writing on Twitter that the perpetrators, quote, do not allow people to rejoice even for a moment. Iraq declared ISIS defeated in late 2017 after a fierce three-year campaign, and attacks became relatively rare in the capital until January of this year when a twin suicide bombing claimed by the Islamic State killed 32 people in a Baghdad market. Afghanistan's government says several rockets hit near their presidential palace shortly before President Ashraf Ghani was to give an address to mark the Muslim holiday. There were no injuries, and the rockets landed outside the heavily fortified palace grounds. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Tuesday's barrage comes as the U.S. and NATO complete their final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Many Afghans are worried whether their war-ravaged country will fall deeper into chaos and violence. Ghani later addressed the nation, saying he blames the Taliban, who he said have, quote, no intention and willingness for peace. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Again, find Voice of America at voanews.com. This is VOA News.